Oh! want somebody completely to pray in this place tonight.
Batuni mutu wanga mutu mutu hoyu mutu ndo muwana asinga na mutu uru mutu wangu rono buta mungwe mutu endari na mutu eno hati tipata wane banga simu wane hoyu ako pepele kasita kwa hoyu hako itasobu papa wano banga sanda sikuwa ma odi huya odi wala tanda ako reta kuni madaka ayo pika chitanga hako bale satapa na musinda sichapa umpalufu norwapai ako chibai
kirini nini budeti Tonga de Milano Italia ni kwameti Ikono uzikora Ish, nisiyo Zikobora Ish, ingandiko onda Atiko kona Ninkumuda Zila kari, nichi nitoza Vatu vari, nyandi koshona Ngai, ati koshona Ngai, dini, ilu niko tonga Ati kokora
Welcome back. You are still listening to the greatest station there ever was. It's called By the Grace Radio. I am seated here today with the man of God, Kokecho. My name is Pastor Patrick Mdebele. You are listening to By the Grace Radio Station. And guess what? The time is 1:46 p.m. Central African Time. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful afternoon. And if you have joined us, we are in the segment of the show that is called Who Needs a Doctor? And I'm with a conversation here with Kokecho. We are now continuing with the topic, Who Needs a Doctor? And we are talking about doctoring relationships. We are talking about doctoring relationships. Now, I want to ask you this, man of God. Is it possible for God to doctor a broken marriage? It is still a marriage, but it's broken. Maybe somebody has started to live downstairs, he sleeps downstairs or she sleeps downstairs. Or maybe they have separated, but they have not divorced yet. But they have separated. There are kids involved or there are no kids involved. There's a house involved or there's no house involved. Regardless of those situations. But these people were once so much in love that he decided to pay lobola for her if you guys pay a bride price where you are. But now, the bottom line is that this relationship has incurred so much tension to the point where it seems as though it is irreconcilable. Now, I want to ask you a question. In a situation like that, can God doctor such a relationship?
Yeah, by the grace radio, Pastor, I can say liberty legimole naore. God mutimu kimakona jothi. God apale lukisilo. My answer is yes, definitely yes.
Now, in a case like that, where a person says, you know what, I've caught him in an act of adultery. And I don't want him anymore. You can't help me. I don't need counseling anymore. I don't want him. I want divorce. What do you say to somebody like that? Because, you know, when you are confronted with a situation like that, sometimes it happens that you make an indirect decision. Sometimes you make a temporary decision, or rather a permanent decision based on a temporary matter. You're angry.
Yeah,
so you say, angry. Go, I don't want you anymore. You take your pets and you leave because you are so angry.
Now I can advise you to not go immediately.
Okay.
Even though she can say or he can say go, don't go. Okay, but tell me, I'm going to tell you something. I can encourage you to say, don't ever say nothing immediately because after 10 minutes, I can regret. In other words, I can say, if you kwatile, welcome to the house, kwatile. Can you please count 10 seconds and then you can say what you wanted to say before?
Okay, so that calms you down.
Yeah, I think so. Even though, you know, go back and go, what. Just keep quiet and give him a chance. Then go back to her or him again, say, what have you said? You said I should go? No, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You see?
Yeah, I think. You know, we don't run away from matters.
We
fix matters. As people, sometimes it happens because we come from different backgrounds. And from different backgrounds, there are different situations and circumstances, the ways of growing up. And it's very important to understand different characteristics and characters of people. And when other people are angry, they need you to give them time. You will anger some people, and you will be angered by some people. You will anger your wife, and sometimes you'll be angry because your wife might have offended you without even being aware that she or he has offended you. You know, so in a situation like that, in a situation of offense, it's very, very, very important that, number one, you carry with you wherever you go the spirit of forgiveness. It's very, very important to forgive because, you know, when we pray, the Bible says, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. So we also trespass against God and we trespass against the people. You trespass against your wife. You trespass against your husband. Sometimes you trespass against your boss. And your boss trespasses against you as well. Your business pastor, business partner trespasses against you. And sometimes even a pastor can trespass against the congregation.
I knew that.
Yeah, and a congregation or a person can also trespass against the pastor. So in other words, there will be misunderstandings from time to time. There's no perfect marriage. There's no perfect relationship. There is no perfect employer-employee relationship. There's no perfect workplace conditions. Some of us, some of the people there at lunch right now, here in South Africa, the time is 1:51 p.m. and people usually go on lunch from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock p.m. And usually Mutona for a long time for years, and now look at you, usually knows because you're angry. You're angry because this person offended you somehow, or maybe this person gossiped about you. How do we operate in situations like that?
Okay, but Erin Gibbon Mansour, for now, Pastor, I don't think I will answer your question exactly what you want, but I can add from the scriptures.
Okay,
the Bible says, let me just start by saying, don't be angry up to where you jump to conclusion. And I can say to you, who are you to judge? Even though is your wife, is your husband, but don't judge him or her. Because the Bible says, I'm not good in
memorizing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, ibulela mansor, Jesu wile amsadi, are. Wile abarutu abawe, are. Yo atsebano re o phela a whole life. Ena dilo tsa we di right. Aibe na wa mathomo onka a stone. A thube musadio.
Okay.
Jesu a power his hand head to down. Aina mami adzwa akira musadia saye mi bana ba ba seo. Abujisa ro. What went wrong? Where are those people? Musari ababucha arikin, abucha Jesu arin, ari. But maile, are okay. Your sins are forgiven. Don't do that. So, when I'm telling you, I can say to you, who are you to judge while Jesus ubile aba alebalela musari ula?
Wow.
So, when now, who are you?
Not to forgive.
Yeah.
Not to forgive you.
I can say to you, having the spirit of all level.
If we continue with the book of Ephesians, and we read the book of Ephesians chapter 4, we read verse 32, or maybe starting from verse 31. But I'm just going to read verse 32.
Okay.
It says, instead, be kind and tender-hearted to one another. And forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ Jesus. Akitse bika vision ya ha umuru dikapu ya ha ebalea juana.
Ya kasiperi ba Ephesians 31 verse 2. Is it verse 4? Ba Ephesians 4 verse 32.
Yes.
Yeah, verse. Okay, are umuru tike tume mo 31.
Okay.
Yeah, yeri letu hele ni mitsutu. Le halefo, le swili, le mashata, le lesebo, le lehloyo ka moka. Salena, ha ebe ho swarana ka botho, le kwelo bohloko, le swarelane le phoso tsa lena. Bjalo ka o hetsa modimo he a yo a ileng a le swarela ka Kriste.
Wow, so it's very, very important. Then to carry with us, as I said again, the spirit of forgiveness. My 31 says, get rid of all bitterness. You know, sometimes we get so bitter, we are still angry of the things that happened yesterday. Still angry at the things that happened yesteryear. Still angry at the things that happened ka 2015, 2014, ka 2012.
Okay, Pastor. Let me just ask you this question. that thing e cause king ya re motho abe a sa tshwiri that thing ya 10 years back 5 years back.
It's unattended matters, every matter. You know, if you feel that this matter gives you tension, this matter makes you not to sleep well at night, you need to talk about it. You need to go to that person and say, you know what, my wife, my husband, this does not treat me well. This does not serve me well. But you must speak tenderly. You must not speak angrily and say, yeah, wena, you know what, wena wansuhla, wena, you abuse me, wena. Wena, you know, one day I'm going to... And you say, you curse and you become arrogant and you become rude and things like that. Because now we must mind our words, because the Bible says, you know, out of our mouths, you know, comes life or death. So it's very important that out of our mouth, we prefer that life comes out of our mouth. Don't kill with your words. You can kill with your words. You can say things that really make the person to feel as though he can just take a rope and commit suicide. So it's very, very important to attend matters. Don't let them slide. Speak about matters. Open up about matters. And begin to say, you know what, I'm offended every time when you answer the phone call outside. I'm offended every time when you why do you constantly want to speak to your ex? Why do you constantly want, you know, and you say, step into my shoes and see if you would like this. This is what the Bible says if you read the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 12.
Verse 12,
it says, do unto others as you'd like them to do unto you. So I must do to others. If it turns back and I become the other people, I would be glad of the things that I would be doing to them. Don't do things and then when those same things are happening to you, then you've got issues about that. It's very, very important that number one, you communicate matters. You know, so that you can avoid bitterness and you can avoid anger. And you don't shout at each other, you don't insult one another, you don't speak hateful words and become hateful in feelings. It's very important. You know, the tempo of words and the volume of words can either add fire or refreshment. If young Tetisa, if you shout at me, you know, I shut down. I don't listen to you anymore. You know, because I must be able to talk to you. I must not talk at you. There's a difference. If I talk at you, I'm using words which are violent. So in other words, my words are like swords that cut inside the heart and produce hurt, anger, bitterness, and even manipulation and sometimes betrayal.
Okay, man of God. Is that possible? Or as a me and my wife, is that possible? Or am I allowed to take those arguments? Charina, kidi se umuruti over kidi se walapa or so that they can debate on.
If you feel that the swords are drawn between the two of you, it's very important, before you take it anywhere else, take them to God in prayer. That's the first person. You take it to God in prayer and you say, God, we are facing this challenge in our marriage. And I pray that you bring reconciliation, you bring refreshment, you bring understanding in our relationship, in our marital relationship. You know, number one, you take it to God. And I would recommend that you take it to God together as a couple. You know, that's the first thing. And secondly, you take it to someone who has an understanding about the matters of counseling. That is, not just marital counseling, but pastoral counseling. Someone who stands in as a pastor, someone who's not going to take sides. Don't go to someone whom but a devote. Let's go and you know, you build up a gang against your wife so that you can gang up against your wife. Sometimes you build up a gang against your husband so that you together, Libahotibahao, can gang up on your husband. That's not the way. You must find someone who is neutral, someone who stands by the truth, not who stands by the lady or stands by the gentleman.
Mm.
You know, and the person who is the truth, number one, is Christ. Mm. Number two, Christ, as you pray, will direct you to the person you can speak to. You need to speak to somebody.
Okay.
It's very, very important. Because sometimes you're angry and you need to pour out. So it's very, very important that you find somebody whom you can speak to. You know, I recommend this, Muruti. Sorry, man of God. That you, each marriage goes through a marital session at least once or twice a year. Don't go to a marital counselor or don't consult a pastor once things are out of control.
Okay.
You know, just consult whilst things are still very well, so that if there are tensions that are being building up, so that they can be settled whilst they are still fresh, whilst they're still young, whilst the tension has not grown much yet.
Yeah.
Don't
go
to the pastor once you feel, or you know what,
outside the asylum. Yeah.
Because you make the work of the pastor to be very, very difficult. That you want him to be a superman now. You know, obviously God is a supernatural being. You take it to God. Number two, consult a pastor is very, very important. You know, because you can pour out your heart to a pastor and she can pour out her heart to a pastor, and a pastor would be able to be neutral and say, this is what God says about your situation. Would be able to pray with you, would be able to encourage you, would be able to correct you, and would be able to rebuke you when there's a need.
Okay, Pastor, let me ask you, I think it will be a last question from me.
Okay.
About this marriage, because as we know, according to the Christianity, I can say, is that a procedure or our procedure? Okay, or kara procedure, na you or not this thing, or a divorce is existing in Christ, or is not existing?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to answer you with that. And you know what? Wow. Arikunye mate. You know, let's drink something a little bit. Let's go to a little bit of a great song. Let's move a little bit and be happy, and then let's come back and discuss about Christianity and divorce.
Hola.
Your God is good, oh. final say.
Come on!
studio listening live to Pastor Patrick Mdebele, and I'm here in the studio with a man of God. I'm here with Mr. Kokejo, who is a gospel comedian, and he's a businessman as well. And you know what? He has asked a wonderful question. I just want you to meditate upon this question before we answer it. And I want you to also just think about it for a moment before we answer it. And you know what? You can actually interact with us. And you can interact with us through WhatsApp. You can interact with us through email. And our email address is as follows. Our email address is radio@bythegrace.org. I'm going to repeat it again. It's radio@bythegrace.org. And you know what? You can also interact with us through WhatsApp. And our WhatsApp line here in the studio is 0027. That is an international code for South Africa. But if you are here in South Africa, you're just going to say 083-289-4658. I'm going to repeat it again. If you're here in South Africa and you want to interact with us through WhatsApp, or you want to give us a call, perhaps you can give us a call. You can send a message or an audio message through WhatsApp. Our number is 083-289-4658. And you can join us also through email, and you can also join us through Skype as well. And as you meditate upon this question, the name of the show is Who Needs a Doctor? And we're talking about families, we're talking about mending relationships, we're talking about God being a doctor, the doctor in relationships, the doctor in marital relationships, in employee-employer relationships, in mother-father relationship, or mother-sister relationship, etc. And I just want to tell you that God loves you and God can heal every broken relationship. And I want you to listen to this song as we are going to answer that wonderful question that we have. It's by Job Praise, and he says, everything is blessed. Now be blessed as you enjoy.
Say my hand. At the hands of God, they cannot be paralyzed. Say my eyes. They are the eyes of God. They cannot be blind. Say my whole body is the temple of God. It cannot go down. It cannot go down. It cannot go down. My hands are blessed. My legs are blessed. My head is blessed. Everything is blessed. My hands are blessed. My legs are blessed. My head is blessed. Everything is blessed. Let me say it.
My hands are blessed.
time is 2:21 p.m. It's Central African time. And the name of the show this afternoon is Who Needs a Doctor? Now, we are talking about marriages. We are talking about marriages that are ill. Marriages that need a doctor. And we have asked a wonderful question. The question that is relating to divorce. Because there are people right now, people, some of the people that are listening all over the world and which are faced with difficult marriages. And we have just played a wonderful song here, a song that is sung by Mr. Joel Praise that says everything is blessed. And that needs to be our confession, even in our marriages, where you don't say everything is cursed. Everything is cursed in this marriage.
Yeah.
You know, to say, but everything is blessed. There is a verse that you have, Murudiwaka, man of God. And I just want us to take you to take us through it, so that we can learn from that as to what exactly is God saying about divorce.
Okay. Yeah, by the grace of radio, but in the chilling, I reckon a penny key fitness. Murutibam pile Bible, Barkevale. Hey, I could say we got a Maracatin school, school of Fiselina. Asina, Vale Bore, Vatsanjiva Vale, Babalechor, Vana Bachacobo, Barbana Bachacobo. Awa, Nakitin is a school of Fisi. Okay, let me just read it read as follows. Tasipedi. Jesu aba fetu la kapuchiso are. Get to me, Lord. Okay. Get on again. Okay,
yeah,
verse 2.
Verse 2, yes.
Verse 2, okay. Ba efesi ba bangwe ba tla ho yena ba moleka ba re. Nna monna o dumeletse go tlhala mosadi wa gawe na. Jesu aba fetola ka putiso a re Moshe o laetsa eng bona ba mo fetola ka hore Moshe o dumetse monna hore Moshe o dumeletse monna hore a ngwale lengwalo la go tlhala a napa a tlhala mosadi wa gae. Jesu ga re go bona Moshe o lengwaletse taelo yeo ka baka la go ba le melala ye e methata ya lena. Fela mathomong mola Modimo a tlhodile dilo. Mangwalo a makgethwa a re o bopile motho e le monna le mosadi. Ke ka baka leo monna a tla go tlogela tatawe le mmagwe a kopana le mosadi wa gae, mme bobedi bja bona ya ba mmele o tee. Ka gona ha e sa le leba babedi eupša ke mmele o tee. Ka lebaka leo ba ba kopantšhwa ke Modimo, ba se ke ba garoganywa ke motho. He ba buetse ka ngwakong muruti wa gawe ba mo mochisa taba ye. Ya, ha ba buetse ka ngwakong wa gawe muruti wa gawe a mochisa taba ye. Jesu ha re go bona monna yo a tlhala go mosadi wa gawe, mme Jesu a re monna yo a tlhala go mosadi wa gawe, mme a se tšee yo mongwe o phosetša mosadi wa pelo ka go tšwa. Le mosadi yo a tlhala go monna wa gagwe, mme a se tšiwe ke yo mongwe
o a utswa.
A tšiwa ke yo mongwe moruti o a utswa.
Alright. Okay. So what is your understanding here?
Okay, but re ke bolele mantsi gore pelo ke e bibele a e tlhalositse man, re ka ba ra tshinya man. Ye tlhalosa gore ke mo ba efeso bontshono ba efeso ba ta u Jesu ba buisa ba rena o hlalana ke sebe na Jesu arna moshe ena oreng ya ba moshe o ngwele taba re o hlalana idumeletse moshe ne a idumela taba e mara ka he Jesu kuka malichaba tao ya lokola Juda a hlalosa ka hore a o ka hlalana le monna wa hao o seke wa fitela pele a e wana monna o seke wa nyala mosadi o mongwe a e wana mosadi o seke wa ya wa nyalwa ke monna o mongwe ka gobane o taba utswa batheletše ba by the grace radio nka lebo tša mantshwe a gore reconciliation e ya nyakeya botse lenyalong reconciliation ya nyakeya because bible ka e sate e re botsa gore a o ka fitela pele is a sin. Okay, but my question is, you show your covered, never tell a chicken, mokaki, which is a good story, and according to a procedure Christianity, na idumeleji, ukatalam sadina.
Yeah, well, I think the Bible is very much clear when it says, well, even though it happened before in the times of the law, in the times of Moses.
Yeah.
You know, it happened that Moses would request the people to. To write a letter of separation, a letter of divorce. But the reason it happened, it's because of the hardness, of the stiffness of the people, the mentalities of the people who were very much stiff. In other words, there were people which were not easily forgiving, not easily reconciling with one another. But now on this show we are saying, who needs a doctor? It might happen that your family needs a doctor, but not just a physical doctor, not a medical doctor, but a doctor who is above all else, the doctor who can heal your hearts, who can heal your relationships, be it marital relationship, be it employee-employer relationship, be it a father-daughter relationship, be it a father-mother relationship, you know. So it does not matter which relationship, it can be business-to-business relationship, country-to-country, president-to-president, even be political party-to-political party type of relationships. They can be mended. And the glue that can mend such relationships is the glue that comes from above. Now, we need Christ to intervene because only He, the Bible says He is the reconciliator. You know, ngesiZulu, bathi nguye umlamleli phakathi komuntu noNkulunkulu. He's our advocate between a human being and God. And he can advocate us. He can be the one that helps us to reconcile. There are people right now which are not talking to their brothers. They're not talking to their sisters. And a wife that is not talking to her husband. A husband that is not. In fact, he has taken his bags and he has moved over, leaving his wonderful house and went to live in a shack. Just imagine that. Because of lack of reconciliation and because of lack of forgiveness. Now, you have been thinking and you're saying, well, it is legal to marry another wife. Yes, it is legal, but here's what the Bible says. Not everything that is legal is ethical.
The Bible says
not everything that is allowed is beneficial. Just because it is allowed, it does not mean it's beneficial for you. There is so much trauma that comes with divorce. Anybody that has ever gone through divorce will tell you about that. That, you know what, I don't wish you go through divorce because of the type of trauma that comes to it. And you know what, the kids suffer the most. Do they suffer? They do.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Because now, the custody of the kids have to now choose or... The judge has to choose now, separating the kids from the parents.
Okay. But since you don't go by the grace, well, because guy he is selling now, and I'm also erin ka beng na beki ka gere ita ba khosi ne ga ma felelo ha wa ya ba a se ma felelo ke tie ye ngwa pe ha pe. Okay, it's fine. Re fitile o twa re thomile around 12 o'clock ya re tshola bile ga ona tsela e ka time ya who need a doctor. Re bolela ka yona forgiveness, love ya marriage ene bela so pele ga re sa dire re bolela ka yona taba ye ya marriage ya. Okay, muruti ene ke le buitseng taba ye as we know, but as you this by the grace radio, by the grace radio, Kiava Sidumedi, Asur Rueda Sadumedu Mudimuru, Tolacante, Hawa Warren, Aloe. Okay, so, Pastor, in Christianity, if as I am young already, I have to marry soon. Yeah. So, what are the steps I have to take before I take a wife? Give me about the steps, Joe. Now, you can take it some like procedure if in Christianity.
Yeah.
Come about because I never learned anymore. Kara divorce. Yeah. You can take it some itoma guy.
Hey, you have asked a wonderful thing, but you have also asked a very difficult thing. And I want to tell you this. If you have just joined us, you have landed at By the Grace Radio, and we welcome you so very much wherever you are. The time here in South Africa, it's 2:32 p.m. This is Central African time. It's a wonderful afternoon. The weather is crazily beautiful. And Luena, you are so beautiful. If you have never been told that you are beautiful today.
Wow, wow.
You are beautiful because you are made in the likeness and the image of God. And guess what? As we are busy, circumventing these great topics under this wonderful theme we have, under this wonderful show that we have that says, who needs a doctor? If you have a doctor, he's going to give you the right prescription. And right now you have asked a question that needs a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
As to what is the prescription of God as the route towards marriage. And if you are there and you also want to find out, I say, take a glass of water, pour in some nice ice, and sit down and relax as we're going to tackle that question. Now, feel welcome, call your friends, sit together, and let us enjoy.
Oh, Lord. Oh, forgive me.
lebo enfikile bathi uvukile lebo enfikile bathi uvukile nimfunelani nimfunelani kwabafileyo uvukile uvukile nimfunelani kwabafileyo. Now I want us to just take this time and focus on this wonderful question that you have asked, man of God. A question that is in relation to what are the steps, what are the prescribed ways by God for Christians as a way to enter into marriage? Yeah, and guess what? Those ways, they are different for a gentleman. They are not the same for a lady. A gentleman goes a different route, and a lady goes a different route. Now, the first thing the Bible says, in all that we do, we should acknowledge Him. That's the first thing that we need to do. You need to pray. To pray to God so that God gives you guidance. We are answering a question if you just joined us. This is By the Grace Radio. And we are at the show that is called Who Needs a Doctor? Now, we have spoken about different types of relationships. The first segment of the show, we were talking about colleagues and mending their relationships, doctoring their relationships in the workplace. And the second segment was the segment of marriage, the marital issues, and how to reconcile, how to forgive one another, how can God intervene in terms of doctoring that broken marriage so that it becomes unbroken, so that it becomes refreshed, so that it becomes reconciled as well, so that it comes back to the warmth that was before. So if you have just joined us now, we are focusing on the question of a person that says, you know what, you've spoken about the things of the workplace, I understand that, and you've spoken about the things that are happening inside marriage, and I understand that, but now we want to look at a person who is still traveling a journey towards marriage, a person who is moving from Free State to United State of Marriage. You know, so it's very, very important that number one, take note. Number one, consider God. Pray to God about it. Pray to God. God, I think I'm at the position where as a man, I am ready to start a family, and help me that my eyes of the flesh would not just be the only eyes that I used, but also the eyes of the Spirit. It's very, very important that you also pray to God, and God would give you the power to discern, because if you enter into wrong marriage, divorce can be caused there. And we don't want that. We want strong marriages, we want strong families, we want kids that are growing up inside the liberty of being raised by a mother and the father. So the first thing that we want to look at is pray about it. Number two, after you have prayed about it, consult an elder, be it the pastor of the church, tell him about your intention. Yeah. This is when you are a guy.
Yeah.
If you're a lady, you also pray. You pray that God would give the desires of your heart, obviously. You know, not the wants, but the needs. You know, so consider him in that and tell him what you need. Remember, you enter his gates with thanksgiving, you enter his courts with praise. And the Bible says the prayer of the righteous is valued and is effective much. We already know that. So it's the first person that you need to communicate with. You need to pour your heart to God.
To God. And next, after praying to God, you go to...
After you prayed to God, and God gives you a go-ahead. Now you consult a man of God or a woman of God who is going to give you guidance, who is going to encourage you and show you ways and hold you by the hand as you go through the phase of searching. Okay, if you are a guy, the Bible says he who finds a wife finds a good thing. You are not in a liberty if you are a wife to be found. Don't go search. You are the one that is supposed to be searched.
Okay. My question, okay, no, are you being some roots by the grace of radio? If Kimoni kin nabut, Kimoni says Kimon almost Kimon. Okay. Yeah. keep money says Gifeli Jegaera. Okay, let me just not say Gifeli Jegaera. I just seen her.
Yeah.
Then get some Akiamurut.
You have seen her.
Yeah.
And you think, hey, this woman, my
can
God.
Be Miss Wright.
My God, oh, I can start a family with this one. She's beautiful, oh, inside and outside. Oh. She's a Proverbs 21 woman. Oh. I love her. Oh. Listen to this wonderful song as we take you further on this. If you have just joined us, you are listening to By the Grace Radio, and the show you're listening to is the show Who Needs a Doctor. Now, you need a doctor to walk you through this. You need a doctor to tell you which ways to go. Maybe you're a husband, maybe you're a wife, maybe you're a father, you're a mother, maybe you're a son or a doctor, and you want to know. You also want to advise your kids about these things. I want to say to you, stay tuned. As you listen to this wonderful song, the song that you're going to listen to, it says, God of wonders. He's the God of wonders for those that have been waiting upon the Lord. I say again, wait upon the Lord. Those who wait upon the Lord, they will mount up with wings like eagles. The Bible says they will run and they will not be weary. They will go and they will not be faint. Now, listen to Elijah Oyelade as he says, God of wonders.
You never change. You do praise and my
listening to Elijah Oyelade. He's saying, God of Wonders. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, and in the studio, your host is Pastor Patrick Mdebele. I am not alone. I am with a man of God, the gospel comedian, and his name is Kokecho. Say that again, Kokecho. Baraki favor.
Yeah,
Baraki favor.
Yeah,
favor is your name.
Yeah, favor is my name.
Now, if you have just joined us and you want to interact with us as we are having a wonderful conversation today, the name of the show is Who Needs a Doctor? And we started by a doctor in a workplace, a doctor of relations and relationships in the workplace, and we spoke about the doctor in marriage, and now we're talking about the doctor for a young person, and we're talking about the way towards marriage. And the man of God here has asked, as a young man that is not married, what are the steps to consider when one is walking towards marriage, and how can God doctor his or her ways so that the ways become pure? That's what the Bible says. It says, how can a young man make his ways pure? That's what the Bible says. All right. Now, if you have just joined us and you want to interact with us, you can call us on our studio line, and if you're here in South Africa, the studio line is 083-289-4658. I'm going to repeat it again. Our studio line is 083-289-4658. If you are an international listener, you just have to say 0024 and then the number 083-289-4658. Now, if you are on Skype, you can also join us by call, or even by video call, and you can just join us on By the Grace Radio. That's BDT Radio, and you can also join us via email, and you can just say radio@bythegrace.org. I'm going to repeat that again. You just say radio@bythegrace.org. Now, we are here. First, we said the first thing that needs to happen is you need to consult God. You need to consult your doctor and say, I'm ill. I'm ill. I don't want to stay alone anymore. I'm ill in my spirit. I'm ill in my spirit. Who needs a doctor? You are the doctor. You are the doctor in a sick place. Where there is a sick place in my heart, you become the doctor, and you arrive right there and you begin to help me. So number one, we said a person that wants to travel the route towards marriage, the first thing, pray, consult him, ask him. You know, through thanksgiving, through requests, through prayers, make your requests to be known unto him. That's what the Bible says. Through prayers and supplications, make your requests to be known unto him. So if you request that, tell him. Number two, we spoke about the fact that you need to also consult a mature man of God.
Man of God.
Yes, or a woman of God.
Okay.
All right. And someone who is going to help you. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because we are taking that from the book of Genesis chapter 24. Okay, if you read the entire chapter, it's speaking about how Isaac walked towards finding his wonderful wife. If you don't know her name was Rebecca. The beautiful
Rebecca.
I think she was a dark beauty.
Who do you think?
Describe her according to your own imagination. How did she look?
Unspeakable.
Unspeakable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think she was a dark beauty with short hair, long hair.
Brazilian? Let's consider that Brazilian.
Okay, maybe she was a yellow bone, maybe. Not.
Yeah,
she was dark.
Yellow bone.
She was short. She was tall.
Short, yellow bone, beauty.
Kind, caring. Obviously, we see those being demonstrated, that she was kind and caring. When the man of God asked to help him to help for the animals to drink, and the Bible says she said, "Yes, my lord," she answered, "have a drink," and she quickly lowered her jug, from her shoulder and gave him a drink. When she had given him a drink, she said, I'll draw water for your camels too, until they have had enough to drink. So this is a person that has patience. These are some of the things that you need to know and consider for a woman that you are looking for. If she's impatient, my brother, she might be impatient even with your marriage. So she must be patient. Number two, she must be a person that is able to serve others. You know, Rebecca served. She served the camels. And how many camels were they? 10 camels. And you know how much water does the camel drink? A lot of water. But she had patience to do that. So these are some of the characteristics of a type of a woman that is recommended by scripture that you should have. A woman that is caring. A woman, a Proverbs 31 woman. A woman that is able to have patience. She will have patience in marriage. And if she does not have patience in marriage, she will quit, my brother. She'll quit.
Okay. Yeah, Lord, she's going by the grace of until I'm KK, favor, I'm cancer. Okay. Mrudi. Allow me to say this. It can be a part of a joke, but not exactly a joke.
Yeah.
What happened actually there? Okay, let me just say a brother show. What am I? I am rude. Okay, Pastor. Kiboni musali gyo. Mind you, but you unal pastor. Pastor, kiboni musali gyo. Like other stuff, like. Yeah, she can be the right person for me. Okay, no, Pastor, I'll be a good person. I'll connect.
Yeah.
Then, after all, I'm connecting.
Yeah.
Then, Fital Moile Runner, a brother before, I've prayed for that sister.
Yeah.
Then kimo achian action azamaya aya umuruti. Then umuruti wa mufa chance for a propose. Yeah. Then that sister Ahana.
Okay. Aha. No, na brother kia ubona. Wena umbuti ya dume.
Nagizibito.
Na kia ubona.
Nagizibito. Wena ai. Piale brother Ahana. So Ahana brother. Yeah, but our Lord Rock is fine. Ubal room, Mokiriki.
Hey,
room, Abel Scalabala, Pastor Mundevela, Baila Muruti, Muruti Baba, Copanya, Sister Man.
Yeah.
And the Tabaton Aria Sibela was the Sister Man.
Yeah.
You see, so I think that thing, yeah, Wali effect, young way or that brother. Asa yoba abale opportunity ya uganyala because immediately as no tomorrow move on alata sesiyomu adumail after no abe naki kule ruma robo inale sesi man you failed, so you wanna take me as a second option.
Oh,
you see,
yeah.
Hey, gemuka fail afita la ungu and afita ji ungu bele Afita, okay, sister, Gaurata, I wish 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Sister, no, we heard that Uwilo Pastor Mundevele, I'll connect to the sister, man. So you wanna make me another option because you failed there? No,
hey.
You see, na akikushishikinya kalen kalo seche mubuzi, urna, what's going on anamo? Cause, labona rutabe or nakituwe kie to a pastor, if a jive rumor.
Yeah.
Ika feleja indilor given na a bachelor.
you know, when we talk about these issues, you go and you consult a pastor and you do that confidentially, confidentially. And the pastor must handle that with confidentiality as well. So it's number one, you told God. Number two, you told your pastor. And the pastor obviously brought the lady over, and you spoke to the lady, be it in the presence of the pastor, or the pastor leaves you and gives you guys time, it doesn't really matter. But, you know, these are different doctrines of churches,
so I don't want
to dive much into that.
Yeah.
You know, but now, if whether she agrees or she disagrees, what is important is that she does not now go out and announce, hey, Let's come on a very early said so I mean a dikosha tsa ba said tsa worship o ka re walla so a le so ke moya wa lela
a go re ke mo hanne o live one
yes
so
yeah so it's very important that these matters are treated with confidentiality whether she agrees or she disagrees until the time is right for that matter to be exposed in the public because she must gracefully agree or gracefully disagree. She must gracefully or rather confidentially agree or confidentially disagree. She must not be, or you must not be, or the pastor must not be. Here's the South African word that we use, jajarach. I don't think it's in the dictionary yet.
No.
So being jajarach, if you're listening all over the world, it means you are too forward.
Forward, fast.
You speak things that are not supposed to be spoken yet. You're too forward. So we must not be too forward. As we sign off, I just want to say to every listener that has been listening to us, we sign off now. It's 2:58 p.m. As we sign off, men of God, I just want you to have the last few words to the listeners before we sign off.
Yeah, what teleji, yeah, siperi siri, di betlo batuni, mi wama jima vi, afa, tla, yeah, chirin chiri di buleji, lirikuile batileji, gamuka, chirin wari chiri, murka chiano, chirin wari ayani, awa, lina kichina kwa mkakile tamise, kibe kiri kia lebu, batileji, gamuka, by the grace of radio, Leskale bala, even today is a little bit the yaka batileji di presenti kisariye mechi arhaka neno nana mula Gauteng tembali tele nazia otomaka Friday ufita ka Sunday kisariye mechi wanya ka keke awaru kupa neno Friday litabale buya itaba ili unkozofaje kukozofaje kukozofaje ane ya nakina mulo bedio mutalatala ta ya kina keke mukansi ichitonga nere natengu gubjisa ibu tonga bjami na ya kina mdulo mbidulo mdulo mbutubudela warutu wa mankudu gudu anau chao chelu zofra sufanya lijaji lata bale twile kina bekira uwa kia level for this great opportunity. Pastor Patrick, up to you.
Wow, yeah. we're having fun, and the reason we're having fun is because this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yeah,
we rejoice and we are glad in it. You know, and as we sign off, we just want to say to you, God is a doctor. And if you need a doctor, he's a doctor. Kneel down on your knees and begin to ask him that which you need. Be it healing, he can give it. Be it provision, he can give it. He gives water to the thirsty. And he gives healing to the sick. And he gives sight to those which are blind. And this is the same God who gives bread to the hungry. He gives shelter to those which are shelterless, those which are desolate. He's the father to the fatherless. And guess what? Also, he is the husband to the widows. He takes care of us. He's the provider for those which need provision. So as we sign off, we say we love you so very much. And may God mend every broken relationship. May God be the healer. May God be the doctor in that broken. Be it the business relations, be it the corporate relations, be it the family relations, be it marital relations. As we sign off, we are playing a wonderful song by the late Jesse Dixon, and he says, I can't even walk. Now I say enjoy. Let us meet. Don't forget, we shall meet at Lenasia this Friday, and it's going to be 6 o'clock. We shall be broadcasting live in Lenasia, and be there if you can. If not, be here or travel to be there by a radio by the grace. It is me, Pastor Patrick Mdebele, your host, and with a wonderful gentleman who is a gospel comedian, Gikokejo. As we sign off, we say we love you so very much. And remember, reconcile with others, forgive others, ask for forgiveness, and be united. And if there are things which were wrong, just write a letter or write an SMS and say, I forgive you. Please forgive me.
I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it. Oh, the Lord. as a mind.